I'm glad to welcome Rebecca Rienzi, Executive Director of Pathfinders for Autism. I found that a number of organizations dedicated to the support of people with disabilities and special needs have been founded by people who have loved ones with those issues. Is that the case with Pathfinders for Autism?
Yes, it is. We were founded by a group of parents nearly 20 years ago. They were really looking for a better way to share information about all kinds of things, whether it be treatment options, educational options, places to go to get their child's hair cut. And of course, in 2000, the internet really isn't what it is today. So this group of parents sort of came together first as a support group and then decided they wanted a clearinghouse where information could be shared, whether it's providers or new therapies that are available or just opportunities that could be helpful to families who are raising a child with autism. You know, you think when you're dealing with developmental disability diagnosis that the doctors and educators are where you're going to get your information, but that really wasn't what was happening. You know, you would get your prescription for your medication from the doctor, but they didn't know what was going on in the community and they didn't have good recommendations for other interventions that might be helpful. And the teachers at the school didn't always know the therapies or other interventions. So it was the parents that were researching this and finding that information and sharing it with each other. And it was all parent experience. So these parents had lived it. Their children were all different ages, all different parts of the spectrum. And they knew the resources in their community. And if they didn't know them, they knew who to ask. And so it just grew from there. But many doctors, of course, know us now in schools and therapists. So we are often, parents are referred to us to help them connect with whatever it is they might need in their community.
Temple Grandin, who has been such an influential spokeswoman for autism, talks about how the spectrum has widened even more so, making it really complicated.
Yes.
Is this something that you deal with and have figured out how to navigate?
As we do as a resource center, which is sort of our cornerstone, we have a training component, we have recreation component, but our resource center is where folks will call in and they're looking for navigation assistance. Where do I go next? The benefit to our staff being so experienced and us being so connected as an organization is if we are stumped, we can go find the answer. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. what, you know, one of their claims of fame, I guess you could say, is we will turn over every rock. We will ask every agency department head. We will figure out what that answer is. And then we'll make sure that parent knows. But we'll also make sure every other parent out there knows, too, because if one person has asked it, somebody else out there is also experiencing it.
What are or what is a change that you've noticed and how do you deal with it?
Well, one of the biggest changes that I've seen in the over a decade that I've worked with the organization is the prevalence numbers keep going up. So I started and the prevalence numbers were 1 out of 166 children was a national prevalence rate. And the numbers have changed every 2 years since then. The most recent publication was this past April. And so nationally, it's now 1 in 59. And here in Maryland, it's 1 in 50. Because the prevalence numbers are going up, you are seeing some more resources becoming available and more providers. So by resources, the state is looking at new ways to fund interventions. But at the same time, the demand and our demand for services, I mean, we have more and more staff put on to respond to the number of parents that are calling us. And both nationally and at the state level, we're not investing the resources that are needed to really care for a population that many of whom will need lifelong supports. But there are so many more awareness opportunities and so many more organizations out there talking about autism. So one of the things Pathfinders does is we do training with first responders. So we're training police, fire, EMS, and we're working in hospitals as well. But you see lots of events going on, lots of community-based groups where they're having autism awareness events. And this is all in an effort to get families out in the community, because far too often when you have a loved one with a disability, it can be very isolating. So we're really trying to work as a community to get our families out and not have them feel like they have to be isolated at home.
Run Wild for Autism takes place on September the 30th. Can you tell me a little bit more about the event?
It's a 5K run and a family fun run. You can run or walk 5K, or you can run and walk 1 mile. We have it at the zoo, so anyone that registers to participate in the event will get free admission to the zoo afterwards, so that's included with your registration. And of course, we have a team fundraising component, so lots of prizes and incentives that go along with raising money. So that is one of their events that has a cost to it. And, you know, all of our other programs that we offer for families are free, so when we have events at the National Aquarium or at ballparks, those are all free of charge, and our trainings are all free of charge. But this event is a fundraiser, but it's a ton of fun. And then we have a post-race party that includes all kinds of games, and the animal ambassadors come out, and there's all kinds of giveaways. And then after that's done and the awards are giving out for the winners of the race, the zoo gates open and the families can go spend as much time in as they want in the zoo that day. So it's a lot of fun. So deadline for registration is September 21st online. So if you go onto our website, which is pathfindersforautism.org, you can register there. So again, visiting our website is a great place to learn about autism, about what we're doing. Everything we do is posted there. So we also have a bunch of workshops that are coming up this fall, and we do them all over the state. That they can also call us. So we have a helpline, and if they have a child or an adult, or if they themselves are want more information, they can call our helpline, and that's 443-330-5341.
I've been speaking with Rebecca Rienzi, Executive Director of Pathfinders for Autism. Thank you very much.
I really appreciate being here.